Now, I get your reaction on everyone we've been speaking to this morning with regards to the latest on Brexit. I want to speak to the DUP leader, Arlene Foster, now. Ms. Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It was a historic night last night, but it's not about last night. It's about today and the future. What will the DUP do now?
Yes, well, it was a historic night last night for all of the wrong reasons, Frank. And what we want the Prime Minister to do now is to use that historic defeat in a positive way and to go to Europe and to say to Europe, this deal has been rejected in quite a significant way by the House of Commons. So what you need to do now is remove the backstop and we can then deal with the issue of the withdrawal agreement. We want to see a deal. We want to see a deal that works for the whole of the United Kingdom, but it must respect the constitutional integrity of the United Kingdom. And unfortunately, the last deal did not do that.
Jimmy DeLargy was speaking to us earlier in the programme and he used the analogy of Santa Claus. The DUP still hoping that they're going to get the backstop removed is like a child believing in Santa.
Well, do you not believe in Santa? Sorry, Frank.
Well, do you? Sure. Because you're going to need him at this present moment in time.
Well, I hope there's no children listening at this point in time. I, of course, reject that analogy completely. I think that everyone in the House of Commons knows that the way to deal with this matter is to get rid of the backstop. We want to encourage the Prime Minister to get rid of the backstop and then she will have a deal. I think that that is very clear. It's very simple. It's the way to deal with the issue.
So let's put you in the Prime Minister's shoes and you're negotiating. What are you saying to the people in Europe about removing the backstop when they see it as essential?
Well, I'm saying to those people that to have a deal, you need to have both sides agreeing. And at the moment, the United Kingdom does not agree with the withdrawal agreement. And if Europe wants a deal, as we want a deal, then we have to reach compromises. And therefore, they need to understand that the backstop, as it's currently constituted, does not is not agreeable, is not something that we can agree to in the United Kingdom. Therefore, they need to revisit it.
And you think the Europeans will wilt now in these last few weeks?
I don't think anybody's expecting the Europeans to wilt, but I do want them to accept the reality of where we're at. And the reality of where we're at is that the current withdrawal agreement is not acceptable because of the backstop.
You're certainly going to support the government tonight. People looking from a distance may be surprised at that. You're supporting someone who indeed delivered, was trying to deliver something that you were so against. But you're going to try and manipulate it now to the favour of the, or for the betterment of the Democratic Unionist Party. But are you doing it for the betterment of the people of Northern Ireland?
Well, I think it's important to say a couple of things in that respect. Of course, it wasn't just the Democratic Unionist Party that voted against the deal last night. Many, in fact, 118 of the Conservative Party members voted against the deal. So that has to be recognised. And I think, as well, this is where the confidence and supply agreement really comes into its own. This is what it's all about, giving confidence to the government at a time of a need for national stability. We're doing this in the national interest, and it's very important that we get a deal that works for the whole of the United Kingdom. We're very focused on what needs to be done and we're not interested in playing party political games.
Are you sure you're not playing it politically? Is everyone not doing that at the moment, including the Labour Party? Is every party not in it at present, the big players, for their party as opposed to the people?
No, I reject that completely. What we want to see is a deal that works for the whole of the United Kingdom. The current deal does not work for the whole of the United Kingdom. Patently, it does not, because Northern Ireland would have had to have been a rule taker from the European Union whilst having absolutely no say in those rules. There would have been checks in Great Britain as food and manufactured goods came from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. And quite clearly, that wasn't good for the whole of the United Kingdom. So what we want to see is a better deal. I was at a launch yesterday of a document, a relaunch actually, because of course the document was launched in December, looking for a better deal, and there is a way forward. So I now will be asking the Prime Minister today to make sure that she asks for that better deal and asks for the backstop to be dealt with.
One final question to you, Ms. Foster, in relation to your definition of what is a hard border, because you said in the media yesterday that we never had a hard border. A lot of people on here this morning reminding us of long queues of lorries parked at various customs posts, particularly Clogchapel in Newry's, the one that sticks out in my mind. Surely we had a hard border here.
Yes, for a military reason. This is not, it wasn't for a customs or a trade reason.
But apart from the military, let me give you the example. In Newry, we had the military up at Clog, but half a mile down the road at Clog Chapel, we had a customs post where there was a long line of articulated lorries that used to sit there. We had a similar thing at Killeen. There were other examples across in Armagh and up around Strabane as well. That was a hard border. Those were long delays behind lorries.
This is blowing up dust, Frank, because the reality is the government, our government, the British government, has said they're not going to put any installations at the border. The Republic of Ireland's government have said exactly the same. All of these matters can be dealt with through intelligence, through risk analysis, through administration, through technology. All of that together can deal with customs and trade. There is no need to go back to a military installation at the border, or indeed even customs checks at the borders. And that's very clearly coming from me, and that's what I'm saying to you today.
You're confident that we won't be stopping lorries at the border, regardless of whether or not the troubles break out again, that we won't be checking goods at the border between the likes of Armagh and Louth?
Well, I can only speak from our side of the border to say that that's not what we want to see happening. The Republic of Ireland's government need to recognise that we don't need to do it in that way as well. What we need to do is deal with it. As I've said, there's a myriad of other ways to deal with it. And unfortunately, those myriad of other ways have been rejected because the government of the Irish Republic had the backstop in their pocket, so they didn't need to look for anything else. What we're saying now, the British people are saying now through their parliamentarians, the backstop is unacceptable. Let's get rid of it. Let's get a deal, and let's get on with leaving the European Union.
I didn't really let you finish the sentence, so just explain to me what you meant by us not having a hard border.
Well, for those of us who lived on the border and who were attacked by the IRA, we know that the IRA escaped across that border, so it wasn't a hard border. And that's the reality I was trying to reflect. But look, nobody wants to go back to that place, Frank. Let's be very clear. But that's what I was answering the question to, and that's what I was reflecting on.
We had an incredibly inconvenient system for a number of reasons. And you're telling us this morning that with all...
There's no need to go back to that.
With all the dilemmas, all the dilemmas we're having, we have no government here in Northern Ireland, and we have a crisis across at Westminster, and you're absolutely confident. But you're confident that we're not looking down the barrel of having a dilemma on the border in the foreseeable future.
Well, you know, it takes the will to look for solutions, Frank. And the regrettable thing from my perspective is that the Republic of Ireland hasn't been in the solution-finding mode. I hope they are now in a solution-finding mode because they should listen very carefully to the voice of Parliament here last evening. I hope that our Prime Minister uses that vote last night to go to Europe and to look for a better deal. That's what I want to see happening.
Okay, Arlene Foster, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on. Thank you, Arlene.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
Your opinions on what you've been hearing, always welcome. 0289033105. I'm going to have a conversation with a gentleman called Stuart who wants to make a point. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Frank. Don't get what Arlene's saying. So she said that without the backstop, it'll all be okay. There'll be no problem with customs, yada, yada, yada. But though, if we do have a backstop in, that these probably exactly the same arrangements wouldn't be okay for her with between us, Northern Ireland, and sort of like the rest of the UK. I don't get what she said. So she's contradicting herself there. And also, she's not voting for the people of Northern Ireland. Every other business organisation, everybody is basically saying that the agreement was the best agreement for the people of Northern Ireland. We would have the best of both worlds. She's not voting that way. She's voting politically. She's voting on orange and green.
Yeah, but she is clear, if you're saying you're not sure what she's meaning by the customs, but she is clear on her argument that she doesn't want Northern Ireland treated differently than England, Scotland or Wales in terms of customs. She doesn't want Northern Ireland to have any special circumstances that would make this part of the United Kingdom different from the rest of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but she's not doing what the people of Northern Ireland want. She's doing what she wants and what the DUP wants. What people in Northern Ireland want. The people in Northern Ireland voted to remain. So she's going against what the people in Northern Ireland want. She's going suiting herself, suiting her own party.
Okay, Stuart, thank you. 0289 033 105. And of course, Arlene Foster will say it was a UK-wide vote as opposed to a vote in Northern Ireland or in other regions of the United Kingdom. Right, 0289 033 105, 077 66 105 105. So the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party reminding us again that there will be no hard border. We need not worry. Are you convinced? Do let us know.